This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Remember back in July on Nelson Mandela Day, for 67 minutes of Mandela, we spoke to Fortunate, who needed help with getting her son a driver's license. Now it's Heritage Day today, and there's no other way to celebrate this than sharing stories of humility and togetherness, right? On that day, we got a call from Amukelani, who's part of a team that runs Bavula Driving School, and they wanted to lend a helping hand. They are joining us in studio today. Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello.
Please
hello.
Switch on your mic over there.
I've got her.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
Which one is Fortunate? Which one is Amukelani?
Let's start there.
Okay, so I am Anzani.
Anzani?
Yes, marketing manager of Bavula Driving School.
Oh, nice.
I'm Fortunate.
Ah, okay. This is the lady that actually wrote into the show. Yeah. We welcome you guys.
Nice to meet you, actually.
Yeah, Fortunate, I think we'd want to start with you. It's Ke Fortune or Fortunate? Either way. Okay. Tell us a bit about that moment when you wrote to Capricorn FM. What was happening at that time?
Okay. It all started in January when my son got his results, right? He passed matric very well, but then he couldn't get admission in varsity.
Yeah.
Yes. So like he was so stressed, that made me very stressed too.
Yeah.
So he kept asking me to say, Mama, am I just going to sit the whole year like without doing anything? Why can't we try doing a driver's license? So I wanted him to do that, but because I'm a single mother and unemployed. Yes, I couldn't afford that. So I thought of Capricorn FM. Mm. No, I had Capricorn FM helping like so many people. Let me just try them.
Yeah.
I remember very well it was on the 26th years of June when I wrote on Facebook. Right?
Oh, yes, yes.
So then with Facebook, when somebody, you send a message to somebody, when they just read and not respond.
Shows.
Yes, a lot. I was like, really? Is Capricorn FM doing that to me? Not knowing that Capricorn is still on, you know?
Right.
So on the 16th years of July, I got a call from Chloe in the morning whilst I was like doing the house chores to say, are you Fortunate? You wrote to us asking for help for your son's driver's license.
Yeah.
And then I said yes. So she asked whether I'm covered or I'm still like needing help. I said yes, I still need help. She said okay, fine. You'll be on air in the afternoon drive show, but we're not promising anything.
Yeah.
If there's gonna be somebody who's gonna be like of help, then we're gonna call you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just all of you know, to bring it together. Yeah.
Yeah. I pray the whole day to say, oh my God,
please give
someone, South Africa, please.
Yeah.
Can someone like come up with something? Okay. I said at maybe couple 12, and then to call back to say, Fortunate, you're gonna be live, but then we don't know what's going to happen, and then she asked Hori, Fortunate, what's your wish? And then what I said to her is that can a good Samaritan come up and then help my son to get his driver's license? So then that's when the Bavula like came in.
Yeah.
So I was so excited, you know. I didn't know them at all.
Yeah.
And they didn't know me.
Yeah.
They just came in as good Samaritan
to help.
So, yeah.
Look, we you know, repela ka matshe leng gore go ne bele lutshinchi di wima. So bana ba pala go tsena dikolo, getting a driver's license is also extremely difficult, and when these opportunities do not present themselves, re kra bana ba tlala di strateng. And I just want to ask, what is it that made you think gore, you know, a driver's license was something that could, you know, put Quentin in a good spot?
First and foremost, I just wanted him like to get him off the streets, because when he just sat home and stressing up, he would like end up like doing like nasty things, maybe doing your daha and being on the streets. But then whenever like he's busy with his license, he'll be going to the driving school, coming back home, he'll be busy with something, you know, and of which he did. So like, yeah.
All right.
All right, let's move over to Anzani. Why did you guys decide to answer our call to help Fortunate and her son?
So we were just listening to Capricorn FM. It was a normal day for us. Yes, most definitely, So it was just a normal day for us, you know, and listening to Fortunate's story, man, I was touched because this was coming from a mother's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you can see that this is a mother that is trying so hard to ensure that her son actually gets something, because the main reason that Fortunate needed Quentin to be busy with a driver's license is mainly because he wanted him off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we know that a driver's license is more than getting someone off the streets. This can actually get you opportunities.
True,
you know, with
true.
A driver's license, it's actually one of life's greatest qualifications.
Yeah,
you could have all your papers, but without a driver's license, it might be very difficult, you know. Mm. So we decided to reach out and see what we could do for Fortunate. And that's exactly what we did.
And after we spoke to you on air, all right, what was the process from there? Like, after we linked the two of you together, what was the process from your side?
So from our side, I actually texted Fortunate. At that time, I didn't even know if Quentin is a girl or a boy. We had never met. We didn't know anything about each other. But she was so lighthearted. I mean, she was easy to talk to, and the conversations were so smooth. And the following day, we actually met up with her. We met up with Quentin, and we kind of explained what would be happening, what we would require from Quentin. And one of the things Fortunate said was, if there's a problem, you guys need to contact me. You guys need to contact me.
Yeah.
And luckily, we never needed to contact Fortunate, because Quentin was just amazing. He did exactly what he needed to do.
Mm.
And I think it also comes to show that certain people are capable. They just need an opportunity.
100%. Yeah. All right, man. 29 minutes after 4, Capricorn FM. That's where you are right now. We are in studio with Anzani from Bevula Driving School, and of course, Quentin's mom, Fortunate, who's here to attest to these beautiful stories. We are going to be continuing the chat in just a short while. Today, we're all about progress, if I can put it like that, man. You know, we just had a chat right now with Fortunate, who is the mother to Quentin, who had wrote to Capricorn FM via Facebook asking for assistance to help Quentin acquire his driver's license, you know, and of course, the kind folks there at Bevula Driving School chipped in and helped the entire process, basically.
Yeah.
They took care of everything. And now Quentin is officially a driver. I can put it like that because the papers say so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he joins us in the studio right now to hear from the horse's mouth himself. Quentin, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Great. How old are you, Quentin?
I'm 19.
Yeah, with that voice.
You! What are Quentin and Torcella?
Just drive with Quentin. All right, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Easy, brother. Yeah. All right, man.
So, Quentin, what are some of the dangerous things or issues that you've noticed that young people, you know, get involved in when they don't really have much to do?
A lot of young people, like, get engaged into, like, doing, like, drugs.
Mm.
You get me? And, like, if, like, especially when, like, they're not doing something in life, they're more engaged in drugs and doing more, like, alcohol. Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah.
And also, before getting the driver's license, right, just take us through your day. Or when you were busy going, so if, before you get the driver's license, every single day.
I would wake up every day. Okay, I'll bath. That's an obvious thing.
You then, must bath.
Yeah.
Please.
I'll wake up and
with
bath.
Or without a driver's license. Bathing is a must. Yeah.
Then I'll go and chill with the gents. Sometimes we'll be doing something that's not progressive in life. We just chill the whole day. We do nothing that's like can push us to another level of life or something.
Mm.
So yeah, that's how I was like my life.
All right.
Yeah.
And how did not going to school or not having a driver's license affect you and your life? And your progress?
What I can say is that, like, I wasn't expecting to happen like that. I was expecting that, like, 2021 I was gonna go to school exactly.
Yeah.
But then that thing, like, of getting rejected in universities got me, like, more to be, like, less motivated.
Mm.
Yeah, so I wasn't motivated. So whatever I would think of doing, I would do it, like,
yeah.
If I would think of going to, like, chill with the guys with my friends, I'll go there.
Yeah.
Go to my aunt's place. Yeah, like, I was, like, under a lot of pressure for the fact that I didn't go to school.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And also, tell us, I'm interested in the whole process when it started, right? So what was the most difficult thing for you to grasp while doing the driver's lesson? So which sneaking, stealing another? Street reverse.
Honestly speaking, I didn't come across any challenge.
Wow.
Yeah, everything was easy because even the tutors from the learners, the tutor who was teaching me the learner's lessons, I got everything easy. Even on practices of the track and everything was easy for me.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Shout out.
What would you like to say to Bavula Driving School and also to your mom? Because she kick-started this. She had the bravery to write to Capricorn FM. So what would you like to say to Bavula Driving School and your mom for helping you?
Okay, to Bavula Driving School, I would like to say thanks a lot, guys, the Matebula family, because, they're generous people. What they've done to me is something that, no one can do it for you, that easy.
Yeah.
Even, someone who's, your relative who, do something like that to you. So I'd like to give thanks to everyone from the Bavula family. What they've done to me is so,
Words fail you. I get you. And to your mom?
And to my mom. I would say, mom, thanks for being a superwoman.
Aww.
As growing up, she has done a lot of things for me.
Yeah.
A lot of things that, even if I think right now, she wouldn't have done for me. Mm-hmm. But then she tries, all her ways to make sure that, I look good. I'm okay.
Then you look good. Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
let's talk to Azani.
Yeah, personally, we would like to thank you guys for coming through and answering our call to help this young man. Mm. What would you guys like to say in closing?
In closing, we just want to give thanks, man, because everything that has happened is because of Capricorn. You guys gave us the platform to actually meet people like Fortunate that actually do need help. You know, there are people that pretend to be needing help and people that do need help. So Capricorn FM has created that platform for us. So we just want to thank Capricorn FM for making this possible. And we just want to thank the community of Palabora. Bavula Driving School is what it is because of Bavula Driving School, the Palabora community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a daily basis, we get, I don't know how many recommendations from people that have been students, for people that are actually drivers already, but because they know us and they know the services that we offer to the public, we are constantly recommended. So Palabora has welcomed us with warm arms. And I would ask that we continue working with them like that.
It's
just giving thanks. Also to my dad, Mr. Bevula himself, my brother. We actually do this thing together. When it all started, we started with my mom, but unfortunately she passed. And I just want to say I think she's proud of us wherever she is, because 100%. This is something she would have loved to see herself, you know, helping out. She was a teacher herself, so helping out was just something that was super close to her heart. So I know she's proud of us. And yeah, man, let's continue working. Let's continue driving. Let's continue doing what we need to do on a daily.
Just drive.
Yay. Just drive. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. There's something that we did not confirm. Oh, Pasi is like a Quinton.
Yay.
Quinton can drive.
Quinton is a qualified driver.
Shout out. And Zani, now, I'm pretty sure the people that are tuned in right now, and especially those that are located in and around Palabora, they're thinking, okay, oh my God, now is the time. How do they reach you?
So firstly, they can call us on 076-362-9258. And on WhatsApp, it's 066-292-7520. And on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, Bavula Driving School. Just send us an inbox and we'll take it from there.
Can you repeat those numbers for us, please? But can we get those numbers again?
Okay, so for calling, it's 076-362-9258. WhatsApp, 066-292-7520. And on Facebook, we are Bavula Driving School.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anzani,
for
the wonderful work
us.
That you do. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for everything that you've done for Quinton here. Quinton, shout out to you, my brother.
Congratulations, Quinton.
That driver's license is going to come in handy for you, bro. It's going to open up so many opportunities, and you will not regret any single minute you spent there at Bavula Driving School. It'll all make sense soon. You know what I mean? So shout out to you for being brave enough also to step up to the plate. You know what I mean? Itubanda, you want to say something?
Just drive.
Yeah.
With Mavula driving school.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.